Good evening, sir. I've been waiting for you. The cook has gone to sleep. He did prepare something to snack on when you arrived home from your trip. But he also wanted me to tell you that if you wanted more than that, just to wake him up and he'd make whatever you want. If it's like your other trips, I'm sure you'll just want a nightcap or two and then straight to bed. As you can see, I've already turned down your bed, and I took the liberty of making your favorite drink once I knew you were home. So here's your drink, sir, if you wish it. And here's the plate the chef created for you. He spent quite a bit of time on it. I can wake him up if you wanted something more, though. No, of course not, sir. We'll let him sleep. If he should turn out hungrier than you thought, I could always put something together in the kitchen as well. I sometimes assist the cook when my duties as a maid allow me time. Is the drink to your liking, sir? You're such a kind man that I don't think you'd tell me if it wasn't, even if I do wake for you. But please tell me if there's any way I may improve it. Also, since you seem to be in the mood to forgive my impertinent tongue, may I congratulate you on your newest business success, sir? It'll be in the papers tomorrow, but, well, many masters talk in front of their servants as if they aren't there, and those servants talk to each other, and to servants from other manors, so the word gets around. Although your servants don't talk about you behind your back, sir, we're far too loyal. It's always been that way. Many of our families have lived with and worked for your family for generations, and our loyalty is legend. That's just how we were brought up, of course. Although your family has always been good to its servants. But then, some bad times came for you and your family. Before your father, bless his soul, passed away, he had some financial issues. It wasn't fully his fault, but you inherited far more of a mess and far less money than you anticipated. You didn't tell us anything. You didn't talk to us much at all. Especially after Miss just passed away so unexpectedly as well, making a bad time truly horrible. We heard what was being talked about in the other manor houses. We expected some of us to be laid off, maybe all of us, or for the entire manor to be sold. But you never let anyone go. We kept getting paid, regular as clockwork, and even a little bit more each year. We knew it was because you were taking out more and more loans just to keep the business and manor running. You threw yourself into your work so hard at that point, trying to do what your father had done. We never suffered for it. We kept getting paid and fed, and you kept the manor warm even when you were away for weeks at a time. When you were at home, no matter how stressed or tired you were, you never took it out on your servants like other masters might. Now, all of your hard work has paid off. It's a morning ritual for us to gather around the butler in the morning and look for the more recent news about you or your financial success in the morning paper. Then he irons it and delivers it to you while the rest of us go about our duties. You've saved the manor through your hard work, sir. You've saved all of us, even though you didn't need to. So, thank you, sir. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And from the hearts of all of your other servants and the families that depend on them and you. And also, thank you for allowing this foolish young lady to forget her place for a moment and speak of such private matters to her master. I do hope that you're planning on staying here at the manor for the next few days, sir. You travel so much and work so hard, even with your family's financial fortune safely back on track. If anything, your family's wealth is in better shape than it has ever been. But that family consists of only you now, sir. Mistress died without giving you an heir, and you haven't so much as called upon another woman in the 2 years since her passing. Again, if I may be so bold, your duty to your family goes beyond the financial. You owe it to your family name, to the manor, and even Mistress to marry again and ensure your line continues. I can see you're still not over her, even if you do know I speak the truth. I guess Sometimes even a simple maid can have some wisdom. You will seek another lady to marry when you're ready, because you know it's your duty. You don't need a silly young maid to tell you that. But perhaps there is something you could use a silly young maid for, sir? Again, we servants talk. I sometimes gossip with the other maids when I'm in town shopping or running other errands. I never say anything bad about you, sir, just about how proud we are of you. But the other maids tell us of the special services they sometimes provide their masters, or that they're often required to perform. You've never summoned any of the maids to your room for such a task, even if, shall we say, previous generations of your family did not make that same choice. It's no accident that so many households have female servants bearing children with no fathers. I guess I was the last one in this household, back when you were but a child yourself. Sometimes it's another servant that's the father, but in my case, my mother still won't say. But back to you, sir. You could have easily called upon any of your female servants to provide that special bed-warming service for you. They would have performed it with varying degrees of earnestness, but you're too noble of heart and too much of a gentleman to do such. But as you wouldn't want to rouse the cook from this late hour, you would not dare make such a request from one of your servants. But, sir, what if one of your servants made the offer? Me, specifically? We grew up together, somewhat, even in a house this large, and with the age difference, the children ended up playing together, despite our differences in status. I think I developed foolish romantic feelings for you from a very young age. I learned soon enough that I could never be your wife, but when I started to hear of the stories other maids told of their masters as a young girl, well, it didn't upset me as much as it should. At least since your father curiously seemed to have no interest in me, I somewhat hoped you would find some in me, though. That never happened. You were away at boarding school for so much, and then there was the arranged marriage to the mistress, followed by first your father's untimely death, then hers. I've talked to all the other girls, discreetly, of course. They all think it's a good idea that I offer. Well, I didn't ask Mother. She will likely be full of all kinds of little reasons why I shouldn't, but I'm more afraid of a bigger reason. But she had her chance to tell me any secrets I should know. Ignorance is bliss. But bliss can be found in more than just not knowing. Bliss can be found by a master in the body of his servant girl, or in a servant girl in the arms of her master and childhood friend. I know it's been so long for you since you found solace in the charms of a woman, and for me, well, I've never known the touch of a man, but I can think of no other man I'd rather start with. It would be our secret. The other girls would not tell, as they are far too loyal. Some would gladly take my place if they had the chance. Even were I to take with child, no one needs to know who the father is. This manor needs more children in it. But should you never marry, perhaps it would be an heir you could legitimize? Maybe you could even have your pick of several children, from myself or some other maids. But it would all start with tonight, if you'll let it. If you'll let me. Because I most certainly will let you. It is your right of master of the house and of its servants. But more than that, you've earned the right by being such a caring master. You could order me to leave, just as surely as you could have ordered me to stay in your room some other night. I will obey your every order. But if you don't tell me to stop as I slowly remove this maid's outfit, then I will take that as your tacit approval. I spent hours cleaning this uniform and pressing it just right for you. Now I take it off with far less care, shredding the crisp white apron first, and then unbuttoning this dress. I also took care with these undergarments. They've never been used before, much like certain parts of my body. The bloomers are pure and white, as is the camisole. Perhaps they are fancier than what a common housemaid should wear, but it felt good to wear them under my uniform, and to wear them for you now. But it also feels good to start taking them off. I must keep going, so that I don't lose courage or you change your mind. So, here I am, naked in front of you. Perhaps you did not even see me just like this. I know that a proper woman shows some modesty, even to her husband. Lovemaking is often done in darkened rooms and with undergarments and blankets covering a refined woman. But I am lowborn and I have nothing to hide from my master. You have nothing you need to hide from me either. I will start to undress you, even if my fingers fumble with your clothing. We girls help each other dress, and I used to help Mistress with her clothes, but it is as improper for me to help her master with his clothes as it would have been for a butler to help a woman with hers. So my hands are clumsy. Some of that is nervousness too, and anticipation, but I still find a way to undo the buttons and many fastenings, removing your layers with considerable more care than I took off mine. I assure you, it is not easy, sir. I want to tear them off of you. I only need to take off some of them, if that's what you want, but I would remove them all if you don't mind. It stoked the fire in this room, but it's not the only way I plan to keep you warm tonight. So, I'll take off more clothing than I need to, and I'm increasingly pleased with what I see. I am not the only one that is pleased, though, am I, sir? The more I remove your clothes, the less your excitement can be hidden. Now all that remains on you is your underpants. I can see the extent of your pleasure. But if I pull off that last garment... It's beautiful, sir. I've never seen a cock before, but I love how it looks. Maybe it's a little big and scary, but I refuse anything about you isn't ultimately as kind as you are. This is where I should modestly remove myself to your bed and slip under the covers, but I have such a wicked thought. I hope it won't shock you as much as I'm shocking myself, but, well, I want to take you into my mouth. I want to taste you, sir. Oh, sir. This feels so wicked. To have you filling my mouth so... This is not what a proper woman should be doing, or even a maid. It's more the domain of a common harlot, but... But I would do anything for you, my master. The last bit of clothing on me is my maid's cap, so you get to see that on my head as it bobs merrily up and down on your cock. Making it even harder through the fervent attentions of my tongue and lips. I would carry this act to its conclusion if you'd like, sir. I would take your seed into my mouth. And into my stomach. I love every chop of it. But I'm also very willing to take your cock and your seed into someplace just as warm and growing even wetter than my mouth. Now is the time I reluctantly move away from you, but my eagerness returns as I crawl into your bed. I don't pull the covers over me. You may do that if you wish, but all the covering I desire is that of your body. Nor do you need to put out the candles. My young eyes don't need to be spared the sight of what we do. You're getting on top of me. This is far further than I hoped to get. I thought you might be mad despite your nature and order me from your room, but the idea would have been planted and perhaps would have led somewhere another night. I am glad I do not need to wait though, and that I embarrass neither of us with my bold move. But another bold move is now required. Your cock presses against me. Perhaps feeling how wet I am against it, but it must get inside of me. You already have experience with maidens in the form of the mistress, so I know I'm in good hands, but this is no arranged marriage. This is a girl that cares for you, coming to you and begging you to make love to her. So I will not begrudge you of any discomfort I may feel on the way to our joining. So please, with those words said, let's begin the act. I can feel it slowly sliding into me. Easier than I would expect with something so big. My body resists it, despite what my heart feels for you. You persevere in going deeper and deeper. But don't hold back. Drive yourself in all the way. Oh. did it. Master and servant joined as man and woman. You're finally taking advantage of your power over me as Lord of the Manor. And just as a handsome and powerful man. I hope I haven't ruined the sheets. But I'll be the one to change them in the morning, so I guess it doesn't matter. We have many sheets. Especially now that your fortunes have recovered. I only have the one virginity, but I was so happy to lose it to you. And now you slowly begin to move inside of me. You wait until I was ready for it. And now I am. And you are. And it feels so good. You are as gentle in bed as you are in word and deed. You could be rougher, and I would accept it just as happily. But this feels so right. And it feels better with every stroke of your powerful manhood. I can tell how much you needed this. Needed to lose yourself in a woman's body again. It's been far too long for you. And you've been through so much. That makes me even happier that I can do this for you, my lord. I do this not just for you, but very much for me too. For all of your servants, really. But mostly for me. Both of us need more, though. You can go harder. You have too much pent-up need. And as for me, well, I am not a fragile, high-born woman. I've worked almost my entire life, even if my body is soft and yielding unto you. Soft or not, it can still take more of your heart and cup thrusting into it. Yes. Oh. You can take that. And more. Will someday climb it too? Do it, sir. Plant your seed in me. And let's try to make that child. Like a fashion under yours. I fear I will soon. Because I'm about to lose control. Is more than I ever dreamed could be. Sir, please. My masters are spilling out of me. I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for everything. For giving my mother and I, and all of the other servants, jobs and a place to sleep, and food to eat. Thank you for working so hard to save those same jobs in our home. But most of all, thank you for making love to me. Where we go from here is up to you, sir. This could be a one-time thing, or it can be a forever thing, or anything in between. I will happily be the love of your life, or I can serve a new mistress with a smile, if that is your choice. I can even be your secret lover, even if you marry again. You would never know of us or our children. Now, I should go and return to my place in the servants' quarters. So, I'll take my leave, sir, and... or... I can stay here, since your arms will not allow me to leave. I dare not argue with my employer, for fear of losing my job, nor of refusing him anything at all he may wish to do to my body during this long night. But I really should leave before your butler comes to wake you. Letting him see me here in the morning might give him the wrong idea about my place in this house. And you wouldn't want that happening now, would you? Well, would you, sir?